Today we're going to talk with Stephen Brown. Stephen's a lawyer, but don't hold that against him. Just kidding. And he also went to college with me. We were in the same class at Range College in Georgia. We're going to talk to him about a book called Wake Up Call, and also about his issues as a workaholic. Now, you're listening probably to this radio program on terrestrial radio at truthradio.tv, but within the last week, I've started a podcast called Freedom from Addiction, distributed on iTunes. So if you want to listen to this, it's archived and you can hear it anytime in the future. Also, you can get more information online at www.freedomfromaddiction.info. Steve, how are you doing today?
Great. Thank you for having me, Wynn.
Okay. Would you start by giving us a little background in your life and bring us up to the time that you wrote the book?
Thank you. Yes, it was good to talk to you today. Been too long. We went separate ways after we graduated from college. I actually went into the military, serving in the Navy JAG office. I was a clerk for a military judge. And when I was discharged, I used my GI Bill to attend John Marshall Law School at night. I worked over 40 years in the liability insurance industry, doing claim management, some risk management, and a lot of pre-trial mediations and depositions. I had bought into the devil's lie of I could obtain happiness and happiness for my family by more money and more material possessions. I had was under an addiction many people call workaholics, and I was self-centered, and I was spent most of my time chasing the almighty dollar with little or no thought for the almighty God. There was really no room on my day planner for the Lord. Too busy making money, and we lived in a very large home on several acres of land. I was driving a luxury car. My wife had a BMW. Both our teenage daughters had new cars, and we had money in the bank and stock in the bank the money was in. However, I was spiritually bankrupt. I was very depressed and wondered what in the world is life all about. And at age 45, I was invited to a Bible study. I did not want to go and only went under protest to get my wife and daughters and other members of the area off of my back. But at that Bible study, the opening prayer by the teacher changed my life. During that prayer, he paused and said, "Lord, there's somebody here that doesn't know you. And would you just, at this moment, touch them?" And you're listening to a man right now that's been touched by the hand of God. I didn't hear an audible voice, but I felt a loving presence that totally filled me full. And one of the ministers there took me into a private room and explained God's plan of salvation, that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and that I was a sinner in need of a Savior, and all I need to do is call upon the name of Jesus to be saved. And I did that. And I became a new creation in Christ. I was brand new. And I began to tell everybody about that. And I just basically had a new heart and a passion to share Jesus with other people. I had undergone a complete transformation away from worrying about self and savings to the Savior.
Okay, Steve, so when you were born again at age 45, what did you think was your purpose in life? Did it come to you then or later?
Well, it was progressive. You know, God sometimes hits you with a bolt of lightning. Other times it's a gradual process. I was so full of the Holy Spirit that I wanted to tell other people about the love of God. But as you know, not everybody wants to hear it. So it was kind of disheartening. But one day I was driving home from work, and I heard the Lord speak into my mind these words: I want you to write a book. Well, it was so real that I actually spoke out loud in the car all by myself, and I said, I'm not a writer. However, God said, I am. And I immediately said, yes, you are. You wrote a book that's been on the bestseller list for many centuries now. And I went home and shared my wife that the Lord wanted me to write a book. And she said, what about? I said, I don't know. What's the title? I don't know. I'll wait to see. Well, it didn't take long. Within a month or so, I was scheduled to make a business trip to Charleston, South Carolina, and to meet on some legal matters there. And I'll just read you the introduction of this book. The book is entitled Wake Up Call, and here's how the title came about. The title came from a personal experience while on a business trip. I checked into the hotel and requested an early wake-up call. At 6 a.m., the telephone rang and I responded. After 10 minutes, the clerk called a second time to ensure that I was awake. I was impressed with the service and informed the manager on duty. This stranger cared enough to take the time to wake me up. I could have missed an important meeting. Anyone who works in a competitive business world needs a personal wake-up call. This book is intended to wake up those persons struggling in the marketplace, to share something of lasting value. Relax, I'm not after your wallet. I'm only asking for the investment of your time to read this copy of what I believe to be the real truth. Like so many of you, I'm a victim of the American free market workplace. Deadlines and daily pressure, survival, often produces stress rather than job satisfaction. Why do we punish ourselves with long hours away from our precious families? To make money, of course, to buy more material goods, so we'll be happy. Yeah, right. I saw a bumper sticker that read, the one who dies with the most toys wins. We voluntarily sacrifice our health for wealth. I never heard of a person on his or her deathbed say, oh, how I wish I had spent more time at the office. We are enslaved sometimes by heartless corporations who discard us without cause. If business were better managed, few would lose their job to downsize. I know a businessman who, after 10 years with the company, was terminated from employment by fax. With an uncertain future, families falling apart, drugs and firearms are running our country, the threat of fatal disease, is there any hope? Yes. The Bible says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. Don't worry, I'm not going to pound you over the head with a 5-pound Bible. I'm an insurance manager that has been blessed, and I only want to share a blessing with you. No, I'm not a religious fanatic. In fact, I don't want religion. Religion, with all of its customs, rituals, and traditions, does not fill the void in our lives. It's not about buildings, budgets, or buses. It's about a relationship with God through His Son. If you were baptized, sprinkled, or submerged, and Jesus wasn't real to you, then all you really did was get wet. You will note the initials that follow my name, J.D., Doctor of Jurisprudence, a degree earned by completing the academic requirements of law school. Since becoming a follower of Christ, J.D. now stands for Jesus' Disciple. When, you know, man has made Christianity so complicated, in reality, the gospel can be shared in one phrase, and that is, religion is man's effort to reach God. Jesus is God's effort to reach man. Don't you agree?
Yes, and you put that so very well, Steve. So why or how did you write the book? What's it about? Give us a little insight into a little mini book report.
Well, when God began to write the book through me, I did the manuscript, and I had, I had some business people, Christian associates that read it and encouraged me, and some of them made the financial contributions toward the publication. Had to find a publisher. I had seen a book that a friend had published through Morris Publishing Company in Omaha, Nebraska. So I called the 800 number, and when I got the lady on the phone, she asked me to explain the theme of the book, and I did. And she actually shared with me that during the process of my explaining the book, that God gave her a vision of a businessman on a commuter train with his right hand holding onto a leather strap, his briefcase on the deck of the train between his legs, and in his left lane he was reading my book, and tears were coming down his face. And we both took that as confirmation that we should partner on this publication. Now, some people have asked me, can I purchase this book in a Christian bookstore? And the answer is no, because lost business people, those business people that are workaholics, those people that have put their family last and their job first, and God nowhere on their day planner, will not walk into a Christian bookstore and say, excuse me, do you have a book I can buy on how to get my life changed? They do read self-help books, but they're mostly secular, when, and they don't really provide any hope. I tried some of those. I found out that the self-help books last about 24 hours. First time you encounter some human conflict, everything you thought you learned in that book is gone. So the purpose of this book is to distribute it through myself and through those that have joined my ministry. We're all businessmen and women that travel, and we leave this book in the nightstand of the hotel rooms. We give it to the clerks. We leave it in the business centers at the hotel. We give it out at trade shows, conventions, golf tournaments, anywhere that business people are. We give them a gift copy of this little book. It's about 5 inches wide, maybe 8 inches long, maybe almost less than an inch thick. It's a quick read. We've had testimonies come back to us where people said their life completely changed, and now they're putting God first, their family second, and their job third. And it's radicalized their entire life, and they've become a whole different person because of this book. So to God be the glory. He's the writer. I'm just the secretary. I sat down and wrote it and had it published. And we get reports back all the time, Wynn, from people that have we know of two marriages that have been reconciled because they were actually separated in both cases. And they had got a hold of a copy of the book and read it and decided to reconcile and get counseling. And today we did a follow-up, and both of those marriages are going strong. In fact, one of those marriages, the man was having an extramarital affair and came under conviction after reading the book and confessed to his wife. He called his girlfriend and told her the relationship was over, committed his life to Christ, and is now in our Sunday school class and an active church member. So to God be the glory, this book has done so many miracles. We have gotten reports back that airline pilots have gotten it, people in airports. Sometimes when we travel by plane, we give it to the business traveler that we might be seated next to. We're just so grateful that God could do this because, frankly, when you don't have time to share the gospel in the real business world. Everybody everybody, it's such a rush. There's social media. You know, I kid people a lot of times. They say, are you on Facebook? I said, no, I'm on two Facebooks, you know, and they laugh. But the thing is, we just don't have time. Now, what I can do, if I'm at a convention or if I'm at a business event, I can speak to somebody. They will give me one of their business cards, and they usually have to leave or meet somebody or whatever. Well, I take that card, and we mail them a copy of the book with a note. You know, enjoyed meeting you in Norfolk at the trade show, and wanted to share a copy of the little book with you. I hope you'll find that it will be a life changer. And we don't know all the different lives that have been changed, but we both know that when we get to heaven, that hopefully some will come up to us and say, Wynn and Steve, you changed our lives. And so, but again, to God be the glory.
Steve, how does someone listening today get a copy of your book?
Well, our website is under construction. I should say reconstruction. So probably the best way is just to email me at Brown, B-R-O-W-N, 9626 at comcast.net. That's Brown, 9626 at comcast.net. Now, Wynn, it's very interesting, too, that it just came to my mind. The very first time that the publisher sent me the first order of books, I went through each one and wrote, May God bless you, and signed my name. Of course, I took quite a bit of time. And I was thanking God the whole time because I said, God, you wrote this book, but you allowed me to put my name on it, and you allowed me to sign my name to make it personal. I was invited to bring the invocation at an international insurance convention at the Marriott in Atlanta. So I showed up with a cart with all my books, and there were supposed to be 500 delegates there from Canada and the United States. And I explained to the chairman what I had, and I would like to give a copy to each delegate. And she came back later and said, you know, there's probably some atheists and agnostics and other people that might be offended. You know, this is a secular organization. We cannot allow that. So, being disappointed, I pushed my cart in a closet and got up on the podium, and they had, of course, the colors for Canada and the United States. We did the Pledge of Allegiances. And then they called on me to do the invocation, and the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, here's how we're going to handle this. And then I just stood up and said, before I pray, let me share with you my thought for the day. That it's not about religion, it's about a relationship. If you'd like more, I'll be out in the hall with a book that I'm offering you free. Well, during the break, they were lined up. I mean, I almost ran out of books. I mean, it was just an incredible response because it was voluntary. And one of the men there, had been diagnosed with cancer, was undergoing chemotherapy, and he asked, you know, for prayer and a copy of the book. And about 3 months later, I got a call from a family representative of him that he had passed away, and his last request was that I speak at his funeral. And I had never spoken at a funeral in my life, and the Lord said, say yes, so I did. And when I got there, I found out there wasn't a clergy, that I was it at the funeral home. I was the main one, so I just started sharing. And the Lord spoke to me again. They handed me a card that had the man's date of birth, date of death. And I said, on this date, he was born. And he, like all newborn babies, he cried. But his family rejoiced. This day, he rejoices. while his family cried. And it really got the attention of those, that packed chapel, of many of which were business associates, some of which who had not seen me. They had retired and moved off. They came back from Jim's funeral. And they saw me, a new creation in Christ. This guy that used to drink Jack Daniels and gamble with them was now preaching. And so it really made a statement that Christ can turn your life around, you know, and send you in the direction of a total service to him. And that set off a chain because I have, by the grace of God, I have performed over 20 funerals over the last 15 years. And spoken at many, shared many, and it's just part of God's plan for my life. I appreciate you helping people find their mission, because I knew my mission almost immediately. I just didn't know how to accomplish it. I knew that God had changed my heart, and he wanted me to share his love with others, but I didn't know how to do it. But through a set of circumstances, he published this book, and we're doing that. And as a matter of fact, I have personally handed out three books over the last day and a half, and have another one today that I plan to give to a business person. I'm on my way to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee to a trade show where I have one of my board members and missionaries there, and he'll be handing out books. So when it's just simply a small book, it's easy to read. I realize some people don't like to read, especially long, boring books, but this is a quick read. It's a wake-up call to have your spiritual eyes open to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
And we're talking today with Steve Brown. Like you said, the book is called Wake Up Call, and you can get it by emailing him. Now, we're also going to put this program on the Freedom from Addiction podcast that you can get at iTunes, because Steve was once an addict. He was addicted to work. So, Steve, we don't have a whole lot of time, but can you just basically tell us how you got over that work addiction?
Thank you for that question. That really brings it to a head. Business people need to know that you need to reprioritize your life. You see, I put work first, and then golf and these other things second, and my family last. What my family wanted was not more gifts, material gifts. They wanted time with me, but I didn't have that. I didn't give them that. And of course, God wasn't even in the picture. But once I reset my life and make God first, always first, have a short prayer in the morning, read a little scripture, head out, get ready for the day, at the end of the day, thank him for the day, thank him for his help. So put God first. Put your wife and children second. See, I had to go to my wife and daughters, and I had to ask them to forgive me for not being the husband and father that God intended for them to have. But whatever time I had left, I would love and serve them with all my heart. And that's what I've done the last almost 25 years.
Well, we've been doing this show for 16 years plus, and the idea is that God created each of us with a purpose, with a mission, and if we will find out what that is and pursue it, we'll have a totally different life experience. And so, how would you say, in just regular terms, what your mission is right now?
Is to share the good news of Jesus Christ with business men and women through, by way of this book. Every person has a business, man or woman, in their life. It might be their insurance agent, their banker, financial planner. They may have a family member, a neighbor, a friend that owns a business, that's a business manager. Businesses all around us. We can get these books in the hands of business people. but it's a life changer.
Okay, that's a great mission, Steve, and I applaud you for it and hope that you'll be able to spread the word all over the planet. Now, my mission is similar to Steve's, and is to help people. Go to www.freedomfromaddiction.info to get more information. Steve, it was wonderful to have you on the program today, and hopefully we can have you back again later.
That sounds wonderful. If you have a half a minute, I can tell you that I do a weekly word. You can send me a request on the email to sign up for the weekly word devotion that I send out, and I'll put you on the list.
Hey, that's great, Steve. Well, we're out of time. Thanks again for being on the show.
God bless everybody. Bye-bye now.